Coach, I was talking to my uncle the other day, and we were talking about a topic that you were quite passionate about, but I just don't know all the intricate details about it, and that is the financial red zone. Wasn't sure if you wouldn't mind talking about that a little bit
today. Financial red zone.
Aha, yes.
It's our sounder for it there. You know, if you're basically, Thomas, it's pretty easy to understand, and there's no concrete age or whatever, but okay. It's 5 or 10 years before retirement or 5 or 10 years into your retirement. So it's a 20-year halo around your retirement age.
Okay, so the age it starts really depends on when you want to retire then. Okay.
To give you just a ballpark number, and this is where I really start getting worried if I'm talking to somebody and they're over this age and they really haven't thought about retirement.
Right.
And they have no plan put together and all their money's just scattered. Scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked. What did I just talk about?
The way you like your grits at Waffle House.
Actually, the hash browns.
Or hash browns. No, you got me there.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people they're all over the place. And so the financial red zone says if you're age 52 or older, in my opinion, we really need to start figuring out how to translate that lump sum you have into a retirement income. And, hey, it's not that much fun to talk about because we're talking about the rest of your life. We talk about mortality. We talk about when people pass away. Mm-hmm. And here's one thing we don't talk about. We don't talk about our plans when we set them up ever passing away. So we plan to 121.
Wow.
And if you reach 121, congratulations. The plan doesn't stop, but we just say plan to 121 because I don't know anyone who's lived to 121.
There you go. I don't either.
Not yet.
So we call it outkicking our coverage. That's what they call it in the football world, but it's a good thing in this instance because it doesn't matter how long you live, you're always going to get that income. And if built right, you'll get increasing income.
Exactly.
And there'll be no worries if the market goes up or down. It doesn't matter for the income type plan. If the market goes down, you don't lose what you've already gained and you still get an income account growing or coming in for you. And even if your account balance goes to zero in the future, if you have a proper income plan, you still get that yearly income check for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Parker, that is valuable.
That's the most important key to every plan we put together.
You talk about peace of mind, and I know it's an overused cliche, a peace of mind. You know, go ahead, come into our car lot and get peace of mind with our extended warranty or whatever until something happens and you go in and say, oh, no, look at the little fine print right here.
That must have been a bad experience.
You know, what I always say is, well, everyone's bought a car, right?
Yeah.
The brochure giveth. What does the fine print do?
Taketh away.
Taketh away. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I've always read brochures from the back to front or contracts from the back to front because where do they hide stuff?
At the back.
At the back.
No doubt.
Where do the bad guys, the tough guys, when you watch these TV shows and like the mafia shows, where do they usually put the dead bodies? In the back.
In the trunk.
In the trunk, right? So let's make sure to identify if there's any bad things that'll kill your plan in your plan as it is today. And a lot of people there are sitting on plans. They're sitting on a time bomb. They don't really know what's happening, and it's not your fault if you're like that because your planner's told you everything's fine.
Exactly.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time someone came in and said, well, we heard you on the radio, it really sounds good. We don't know if we have a financial plan or a retirement plan, and we know we don't have income, but our planner keeps telling us everything is fine. Same thing happened in the year 2000 and 2007, 8, when people's balances were very low, and they would say, well, our planner told us it's just a paper loss. And a lot of people still haven't recovered from that, by the way. You know, you hear about the Dow going bananas, but a lot of people's plans have not recovered. So, Parker.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
We haven't done this in a couple weeks, but I thought it'd be a good time to do one of our $1 million case examples.
I'll look forward to
it. Now, Parker, you've got somebody you call Mr. and Mrs. Smith. How original.
did they go to Washington?
And by the way, if your name is Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we're not talking about you. This is made up names right here, right?
Their names were not Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but what we were looking at was they were both around the age of 60 and they had $1 million in their retirement assets. And we were just looking at turning that into an income stream because like you were talking about, Coach, bills and taxes don't stop, but paychecks do. So we had to create their own. So what we were looking at here was $1 million. They were retiring next year. August 1st, they were done. So what we were looking at doing was seeing how much income we could get in the worst case market scenario. And we ran it through age 121. And so what we were looking at, both of them, they had Social Security. We know that's never enough. That's kind of a buffer in our plan.
But so, Social Security is a good thing to work into plan,
oh,
right?
Oh, definitely. We look at maximization strategies and the best way to file.
So if you can get more Social Security, it's a good thing.
Oh, definitely. It's never bad to get more money.
And there's some secrets that people don't know about. Like if you were married for 10 years and now divorced, you may have access to
your husband's or
your ex-spouse without them knowing about it.
Wow.
Not a bad little thing.
Definitely. Make your numbers better.
Yes.
their expenses were relatively low. They had $1 million. They were 60, but their life expectancy is a long way away. Now, we ran it through 121. We could assume it'd be closer to 90, but we got $50,000 a year out of their retirement assets. That's a 5% payout with zero market risk.
Zero risk. Wow.
Zero risk.
That's incredible.
So 5%, but you also did something called a spend and leave plan for them, didn't you?
Exactly. And with that spend and leave, what we like doing is even though you're depleting your assets, we want you, when both of you and your wife or spouse, husband pass, to make sure that that nest egg was still there for a legacy.
Mm. So just to be simple, to really simplify it down, I don't know if that's a word or not, but they started with $1 million, right around $1 million.
Exactly.
And they had a $50,000 income starting at what age?
Age 61.
61. Okay. So they're not letting the money build at all. They're starting to take money out right away.
Yeah.
And so if you started taking money out of $1 million right away without a plan put together, you'd have like 23 or 4 years and it'd be gone.
No doubt, yeah.
Then you'd have zero, and zero is not your hero in that case, right?
And we ran it 30 years out, and not only did they receive from $1 million, $1.9 million in income, they still had $1.4 million left at age 90.
So spend and leave. They spent a lot of money, and then when they pass away, they've left more than they started with to their kids. And that's the big worry a lot of times for people is they don't want to, you know, they don't want to spend money and have it all disappear. Well, they're here and they sure want to leave some to their kids, so they don't want to pass away and have nothing to the kids. Because your kids wouldn't be too happy if they knew about that, would they?
And you know me, Coach, I had to put that increasing income in there. So we started at 50, but over that same amount of time, it grew every year and it ended up close to 76,000 around that same time.
So let me get this straight. Each year when they went in for their financial fill-up to get their check, the first year was 50,000, but it increased over the term?
Exactly.
So they got more and more income, Thomas.
Wow.
And did they take more risk for that?
No more risk. We were maximizing upside, but we kept the foundation in play. Zero market volatility.
See, this is one of the topics we cover in our total retirement plan for all listeners. And so if you're one of the next 10 callers, you can have your very own total retirement plan done, which will include the spend and leave plan, the nest egg guide, the Social Security maximization strategies, a true income plan that has maximized income potential and increasing income throughout your life. And if I sound passionate about this, it's because I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is there's way too many people out there, you listening right now and driving down the road, you may be one of them that think they're fine, but they've never really looked at what kind of income they can get from their lump sum. You, in effect, have what I call a lump sum time bomb. Mm. And if you're not retired yet, you may not realize this, but when you retire, and I've seen this, Parker, you see it every day too, when we sit across the table from someone and they're looking at their lump sum, it's almost like you're at the table and they bring all the money in and you put it all on the table and you say, hey, now let's play a little game. Let's pretend each year you have to reach into that lump sum and take money out to live on.
Yeah, sure.
It's not too fun to reach in the first time to take money out because the big pile shrinks a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's say the market goes up, so you have a little bit more going in. All right,
okay.
So that's good. So what you need to have happen there is you need to not live too long, and you need the market to go up like crazy.
Ooh.
To have it successful if you don't have a true plan.
Right.
And let's look at the wrong side, though. Let's say the market goes down, so your pile diminishes while you're watching it. You haven't taken the money out. The market took the money out.
Yeah, sure.
But you still got to reach in.
And then Uncle Sam reaches in and takes money out.
Ugh.
So tax efficiency, market efficiency, and making sure you know what your standard deviation is, making sure you're not taking too much risk for the time of your life you're in right now, mm-hmm. is very, very important.
Good point.
So we perform the tax analysis. We're going to take the mystery out of retirement planning. If you're in that financial red zone, which is 52 and older, you really need to find out about the total retirement plan and how it could apply to you. And if you're one of the next 10 callers, you can have that done at no cost or obligation. This is a $999 value if you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a retirement sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a retirement roadmap put together. And John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical retirement review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call, 800-477-1135. When you call, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review showing where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call on in. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
All right, we're going to finish the show up when we come back. We're going to talk about what a true diversification model is and also go into more detail on what a standard deviation number is.
The mutual fund used to be a beautiful concept. Any investor could invest and gain access to professional portfolio management. But times have changed. Maybe your investment habits should as well. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from market volatility and excessive fee structures. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.